The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. This Saturday, November 10th, it is my favorite event of the year, the 6th annual Southern Roots Smokehouse Rockabilly Street Party in one of the coolest neighborhoods in the country, Park Circle in North Charleston. Absolutely free. Starts at 11 a.m. Do not miss it. Joining us is Mr. Rockabilly, Simon Cantlin.
Hello, hello. How is everybody?
And from Roses and Ruins Tattoos, Kevin?
Hey, hey, hey.
Good to have you both in here. Simon, can you believe we're going on the 6th year? How huge is Rockabilly Q getting from where it started to now? Everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to go there, and you do an amazing job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I can't believe it's already been 6 years. It's kind of crazy that we've already passed through so many years. But yeah, it grows every year. We add more bands every year. We keep expanding the perimeters for the cars and bikes. It's going to be an epic year of cars and bikes. We get vintage, antique. We get import. We get rat rod, hot rod, vintage bikes. We have tons of contests. It's free to attend. You can drink in the streets. You can eat in the streets. You can dance in the streets. You can take selfies with pinups and classic cars and vintage bikes. I mean, it's a win-win situation. And it's going to be a beautiful day out.
Yeah. Plus the amazing live music. I featured a bunch of Rockabilly Q bands this past Sunday on the Critics' Choice. 4 stages of music. And these are bands from all over the country. The Devil's Daughters. That's who I am looking forward to seeing. Originally from Arizona and Austin, but there's so many bands all day long.
Yeah, we have tons of bands coming from all over the map. You can't lose with the music. I mean, we got bands coming from all the way from New Mexico.
Wow.
Bands from New York, with bands from Texas, Florida. They're driving in from all over the place. It's a mix of rock and roll with honky tonk and Americana. It's just a ton of fun. You can't mess with the music.
Plus, it is the street party in Park Circle. If you've never been to the Circle or have never been to Rockabilly Q, do yourself a favor. Amazing cars and bikes along the entire avenue, East Montague Avenue, and live music. It's absolutely free. And you can check out all the cool shops and bars and restaurants. So many amazing facilities up there in the Circle.
Yeah, there's a lot of great businesses. There's restaurants and bars. Southern Roots Smokehouse is a big sponsor. It's a great place to go hang out, have a drink, and grab a bite. There's also a lot of new places that have been coming into Park Circle. It just keeps growing. One of those places is Roses and Ruins Tattoo. They just opened up their second location in Park Circle, and they're a big part of Rockabilly Q, and I'll let Kevin speak on it a little bit.
We're going to bring the circus with us, literally. We're going to have dart games, tattoos, clowns, bearded lady, palm readers, you name it.
And your cool shop is now open and rolling and rocking.
Yes, we're open and rocking. We're at 1019 Aragon Avenue, right behind the Codfather, next door to what's going to be the new Holy City Brewery.
The Circle is just expanding. It is, as I like to say, the place to be in Charleston. Crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely getting epic up there. It's still sort of the Charleston's best kept secret. Like, we just don't have the tourists, which we're okay with.
Rockabilly Q. 1055thebridge.com starts at 11 a.m., goes to 6 p.m., and it's absolutely free. I'm going to start off at Southern Roots Smokehouse. Come on by and see us. We'll have plenty of swag. And then I think I'm just going to pop around to the different establishments in the Circle. I was up there today having lunch, and they are pumped wherever you go. So make sure you come and join us and see the work Simon has done. This thing now is like a year long in the planning.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm already going to start planning for next year right after this event. So
you're taking off Sunday, then maybe start the 2019 on Monday.
Yeah, I already have ideas. Like, I already think I want to do this differently and do that differently, and I want to get a couple bigger bands. And yeah, next year's going to be even more epic than this year, but obviously this year's still going to be amazing.
But a lot of cool bands. Bo and the Burners, also the Despots. I can't wait to see them from all over the country, so make sure you check it out. And it is for everybody.
Yeah, and also I want to say that it's also for a really good cause. Valiant Animal Rescue is a charity we benefit, and they're amazing, and they do a lot of really great work out there, so definitely look them up. They'll be running the info booth, and they'll have some really kick-ass raffles going on with all sorts of cool prizes. The full schedule's on rockabillyq.com. We're still accepting registrations for cars and bikes. It's filling up fast, though. We have contest registrations online. You can get all the information on everything at rockabillyq.com and also on the Facebook page, but it's going to be a really, really great day. We have obviously great great sponsors. You know, Kevin from Roses of the Ruins, they're all going to be out there. We have Sailor Jerry, we have Tito's, we have Dr. Stoner's Tequila, PBR, Common House, and Holy City have combined forces for the first time ever to make a beer just for Rockabilly Q, which is super cool. And also, I want to say, you can check out the giant mural that we have that is on the wall of the Old Village Market.
I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, tell us about that. That's been getting a lot of publicity around town, but looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, David Boatwright, who's an amazing local artist, and he's been doing amazing work in all around Charleston for years. We commissioned him, PBR, recruited him, and we worked at the City of North Charleston to make it happen. And it's a stunning mural that's a tribute to Park Circle back in the day. It's basically influenced from snapshots of Park Circle, East Montague, back in the 50s. And it also, of course, is a tribute to Rockabilly Q. The great thing about it is that after the festival, the sign's being changed to Welcome to Park Circle, and it's becoming a permanent mural, which is amazing.
That is very cool. And Kevin, North Charleston is where freedom and savings live, and we're glad you're up there in the circle now, too.
Yeah, we're super excited about being in the neighborhood.
Do not miss it this Saturday, November 10th, starting at 11 a.m. East Montague Avenue in Park Circle. No cover charge. Bring the whole family. Food, bevs, classic American cars and motorcycles, and live music. It goes on till 6 p.m. Well, the party will be going on all night long in Park Circle.
Yeah, and we have music until, you know, 1 a.m. So we have some great bands at night. And in fact, we have Hillbilly Casino and Hot Rod Walton and Psycho DeVilles, who are both amazing rock and roll bands, and you don't want to miss their stage show. They're playing the Sparrow, both of them together. But there's music literally all night long. So starting at 11 a.m. until 1 a.m., it's an action-packed schedule.
Simon, great work as always. Kevin, very nice to have you up here, and we look forward to all the great work from Roses and Ruins. What a time it's going to be. We'll see you this Saturday, not to be missed. My favorite event of the year. It is the 6th annual Southern Roots Smokehouse Rockabilly Q in North Charleston, Park Circle, with the sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.